you'd probably, it was a big, heavy thing, you know. You had to put a chain on it and pull on the chain and do what to get the log out of the way?
Provide you had a chain.
Yeah, or whatever, a rope or whatever.
Yeah, if you come down in the buggy or in the wagon with no nothing along there, you wasn't a bad shape. You put it between the line and go home.
Oh, really?
Huh. Unless you go to the neighbor and might be in former living close by them, he might have a chain.
Yeah.
And they both go over there and pull it out of the way. And then later on, you had that tractor. There was no trouble at all to pull a log out of the way. But that never happened. When that happened, that was always taken care of right away. Because, and see, years ago, logs were used for all kinds of purposes, and people would see about getting them away.
Oh.
And nowadays, you don't have nothing like that happen to any logs who fall across the road.
Mm-hmm.
So that was usually taken care of in this proper time.
Mm-hmm.
You hardly ever had. Now, in the wilderness, you might have problems there like that many, many years ago. But that's many, many years ago. And probably people that went anywhere, they had a rope or a chain along for emergencies.
Yeah, yeah.
And they could just unhitch the team and drag that log out of the way. It wasn't too big. Or he may have had a saw along, cut the thing in two, and it was easy to handle that way.
Mm-hmm.
That was always some kind of way where they overcome any problems they had.
After you plowed, sometimes people used to go back and break up the ground a little finer. After they plowed once, what do you call that thing that you go back and break?
Oh, harrowing.
Okay. What do you call it? X-shaped frame that you lay a log across if you're going to stop
a sawbuck.
Chop it. Okay. What would you call an A-shaped frame that you use to, well, like a painter uses, I guess. A-shaped frame that's, well, you might put logs on it. I mean, not logs, planks on it, you know, make a table if you wanted to. Like put one down here, and put a plank across.
Well, it sounds like a paper hanger's page table.
A what?
A paper hanger's page table.
Is that what it is?
That's what I would call it.
Okay.
Another A-shaped frame is might be 12 feet high, put it against the side of a house, put a plank across it, and start painting up there.
Uh-huh.
Scaffold. Oh, maybe you call it a scaffold.
Would that be a big one?
That would be a tall one.
Mm-hmm. What if it was short?
Don't know if I know.
Okay.
Never used nothing like that in the show, but I made 12 foot high A-frames like this. It's just a couple of 2x4s, and then it's a 1x6 going toward the house. It's about 3 feet long, and it's braced. Then you put two of them against the house and lay a plank across there.
I see. Uh-huh.
And you walk up there.
Uh-huh.
That's sometimes safer than a ladder.
Yeah.
It's stationary.
Yeah, I guess it would be. Safer than a ladder. You fix your hair with a comb and a...
Comb and a brush, most of them with a comb.
Okay.
I'll never use a brush.
You sharpen an old-fashioned straight razor on a leather...
A leather strop.
Okay. What do you call those things that you put in a shotgun?
Shells.
Okay. Ever call anything else besides shells?
Cartridge.
Okay. What do you call it? Piece of playground equipment that children play on where kids...
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Say it again.
Piece of playground equipment that children play on where one kid gets on one end and one kid gets on the other and it goes up and down like this?
Well, it's called a seesaw. Some call it a teeter-totter.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only names I would know, but teeter-totter wasn't used much. It's a seesaw.
Oh, it's a seesaw. Did you have one?
Yeah, we used the plank on top of the sawbuck.
Did you ever see a limber plank that was fixed at both ends that kids played on? They jump up and down on it in the middle? Okay, let's see. Did you ever see a plank that was anchored in the middle and the kids would get on it and go?
Yeah, sure. We had one in the school in High Hill called the merry-go-round. We call it the... Oh, it wasn't... That hoppy horse is the wrong name for that. What did we call that doggone thing? Daddy made that for the school.
Uh-huh.
Well, it was used. I don't forget what they call it.
Did you ever have one at home? That you?
No. No. We had a German name for it, but I forgot it, too.
Huh.
The other thing wasn't German in those days.
Yeah.
The teachers were in German. The priest was in German. And there was not a single American child in this high school. And I don't remember any Bohemian children being in there.
Huh.
The Bohemians lived at their own school spread out.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. If you saw some children who were